Good morning, everyone. It's a Sunday morning. Happy Sunday morning. Second Sunday of December. And second Sunday to the end of the month. So, cheers! Yeah, it's the United fans. We beat City yesterday. Like, so cool. I think it made my morning a little bit better. So that's that. But anyways, welcome to the podcast. Okay, hold up. Today we'll be talking about hear what, aka listening. Most guys or most people do not listen. And I think it's about very, very important that we listen, because that's how you get information, and information is very important. I think the world moves on information. The world moves, you gather data, you process it, you know, information, that kind of stuff. So yeah, very, very important. Oh yeah, BT Dubs, I'm driving, and yes, it's on loudspeaker. I just had to do it this morning because, you know, procrastination, and it just entered my mind. And like I said, one of my ways of solving my procrastination issues is when it enters my mind, just do it immediately. So I'm doing it now. Listening. Yes, we're talking about listening. And the reason this topic came into my mind this morning was I lost money. Yes, I lost money again. I'm what you would call a gambler. When I'm in a gambler, I'm not one of those compulsive gamblers or like you stake all your money and stuff like that. But I think generally life is a gamble. So, but I started gambling about when, 2-3 years ago? Yeah, 2 years ago, I think. And I was flat broke, and one of my guys just came up with a sensible idea that, you know what, 1.5 odds each day get you 2 million naira at the end of the month. Yeah. It didn't look so hard at the beginning. Now, you know, 1.5 odds, how hard can that be? You know, then I started. And it didn't take me hard to find out that, yo, if I'm being lucky for 30 straight days is not that easy. Like, it is not easy at all. Not even in the least. You can try it. 1.5 odd straight, 30 days, 2 million, I think. I'm not really sure of the numbers anymore, but I think it should be 2 million. Yeah, I never got as more than 15 days. Never got farther than 15 days. So. Well, you know, ever since then, it's a habit that stays, so. But I think it didn't get that fast to making me gamble each day, because when you lose money, often you start to get tired, really. But you see, that's the painful part. If it was that I lost money and I was hearing what to be nice, I think Bay was right. I really don't listen very much. I hear a lot of things. Don't get me wrong, I hear a lot. But see, there has to be this kind of filtered listening. It has to be really, really filtered. Like, you have to listen to the particular things they are saying. Like, she says a whole lot of things. Like, she talks usually, you know, when she's talking, and she doesn't like repeating herself. Damn, I wish they knew how to repeat themselves once in a while, though. Like, it would be so nice. It would make my life so easier. Like, just repeat yourself once, please, once. But hell no, she wouldn't. She'd always. I told you before, I'm not gonna repeat myself again. Yada. Don't know how I said that. You know what? When I now go back and, like, I sit down and I reflect, I would realize that she kind of said it, but it was in the middle of a couple of other sentences, so I didn't actually get it. So now, I think the trick is learning filtered listening. I don't know how to get that to that part yet, but at least knowing what you don't know is the first step of, you know, getting better. So now I know I don't have filtered listening, so I have to develop filtered listening. So at least I've taken the first step. Yeah, so first step in everything, you know that you don't know something and you have to learn it, is the first step. So when you know that now, then you can start picking up tricks, or you know now you have to go to school and what you have to do in particular. Filtered learning. Let me tell you how today even happened. I have the minimum account, like the minimum balance in my account. Like, I do Forex, you know, being broke, you have to hustle one way or the other, and I hate 9-to-5 work. So yeah, I do Forex. That's on the side though, basically. I'm a farmer during the day, Forex trader in the middle of everything. Then, you know, a once a while bet Niger gambler, you know, just a once a while thing. And I think I should really get a 9-to-5 job, because, you know, this entrepreneurial life shit is hard. Okay, yeah, so I realized that I had minimum account. I had a minimum balance in my account, so I can't trade a particular pair, or what would you call it? I can't trade a particular thing. And I've told myself no. Like, the first time I did it, lost all my money, started over again. I told myself I wouldn't do it, and I tried it again, lost part of my money, then I stopped, I didn't do it. Then I started increasing in equity. Yeah, that's increasing my minimum balance. I grew my minimum balance, I doubled it actually, then tripled it. Then I don't know what happened this morning. I just happened to wake up. And you know what? I think early in the morning the spirit calls me. I woke up this morning and I was like, you know what? Let's try it one more time. You know, just one more time. And boom! My account is gone again. Being broke, I don't even think that's a proper teacher yet. Because if being broke was a proper teacher, I think I should have learned this lesson a long time ago. So, I think I'd have to remind myself on the advantages, because it doesn't look like the disadvantages I hope it that much. Being rich is nice. Don't get it wrong, being broke and being rich are two different things. You know, being broke as a motivation and being rich as a motivation, two different things. So now I think I'm going to stick to being rich as a motivation. Being rich, yes. Listen, not getting being angry. Good motivation to listen, because I don't feel good when she's angry. I don't know why. I really don't feel good. So, two motivations I have now. Broke. I don't want to be broke, and I want to be rich, especially rich. Then I don't want to feel bad also when another thing to be. So learn to listen. It's very important as a gambler. Life is a gamble, so don't take me being a gambler as a compulsive gambler. No, I'm not a compulsive gambler. Just life is a gamble. So it's one of the reasons I am happy most times. You understand, it's either you're up or you're down. So when I do stuff and it doesn't go my way, gambling is not always sure, you know that, right? It's about the first thing they put on the first notice. You are at the risk of losing all your money. So it's first things first. It's it's one of the reasons I don't take anything personal that much, because I know that, you know, life is uncertain, life is all a gamble, and you can lose sometimes and you can win sometimes. Yeah. So listen, I think listening, you have to learn to listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to your instincts. Very important. Listen to your instincts. Listening to your instincts about very, very important. Then listening to listening to women in particular, because if you have a woman in your life. So since I found my motivation, being rich, listening, I'll let you know how it goes at the end of the week. Alright, bye.